Hello, my name is Shekhar Aditya. Just yesterday, I posted a video talking about Xbox's latest announcement, the Xbox Series S. It was a huge news that I was very excited for. Today, just about an hour ago, the Xbox Series X, Microsoft's main contender for the PS5's prize, was announced. The main title holder of the Xbox Next Gen consoles. It's official. And here is the price. $499, or about 37,000 rupees, releasing with the Xbox Series S on November 10th, with pre-orders starting from September 22nd. This is huge. And I know a lot of people who are watching this episode are very confused as to what I'm talking about. Here's the deal. There are two huge consoles in the gaming world set to release this winter. The Xbox Series X and the PS5. They were supposed to announce the price about 3 months ago, but they didn't. They held back. This was because both of the companies wanted to undercut the other company's prices for their console and avoid the mistakes they did for previous generation consoles. Price is a huge selling point, or a disastrous weak point, for gaming devices such as the Xbox or the PS5. Till yesterday, we had no price point or any discussion about them officially, and the community was getting more annoyed day by day. Yesterday, we had the reveal of the Xbox's most affordable and suitable for Indians deal. And today, we have the official price announcement for the main console too. $499. I mean, it was kind of expected in the gaming community, and everyone agreed on it. The last generation of Xbox was priced the same as well, with Xbox Series S being $300, or about 20,000 rupees, it is only fair the more powerful version is at least double the cost of it. Here's what I think about. Personally, I think that the PlayStation product was supposed to launch its price earlier. I mean, I know that both of the companies wanted to be safe and make sure they didn't commit the mistakes they already did in the past, and they wanted to undercut them by a decent margin at least. But PlayStation is the current market leader, and it would only be fair if they believed in their product, gave it a value, and announced it. I would say PlayStation isn't as prepared for this as Microsoft is. Now, obviously, it's now PlayStation's chance to announce its price, and I think we are going to get the announcement very, very soon. You might expect or get the price by the end of this week or by the starting of next week. The console wars are now on an ultimate high. Microsoft announcing the price first made Sony look a little bit like a coward. I'm not saying this degrading any of the console products, but what I'm saying is that Microsoft was brave calling the price before its contender, which was the market leader. Just as I was editing this video, there was another huge announcement related to EA Play, which is a very, very famous and trusted game service which belongs to EA, which is a huge game developing company. And the announcement was that EA Play was going to be included with Game Pass, which is Xbox's version of a Netflix. Basically, it's another subscription which offers all games for just $5 or $15, which translates to about 300 or 400 rupees. I just wanted to include this because this was a gaming video, and I let me finish the intro. that's it for today from me. As promised, I will be talking about all news as soon as it's possible for me. Just like today. Thank you for watching this video. Peace.